a great spokesperson for the human soul. It does who, folk?
Thank you, Brother Rafa. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We always thank God for our presence. We say alhamdulillah. We thank God for our presence, and we trust God with our future, and especially with our delivery. We trust God with our delivery that He will bless us to achieve the best for you in the audience here and you in the radio audience. We begin by saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Life is the last battlefield. Life itself is the last battlefield. Human life is core life, the core life of humanity. Human essence is what accounts for that core life. Human essence for human life is as a seed for a plant or for plant life. Our classic scriptures give us that comparison. For plants, seeds lost, future lost. For humans, essence loss, future loss. Where people are found not conscious of what it means to be human or to have human life, human life, life goes down, not up. Of all the global land masses, Africa appears now to be suffering the greater losses. However, hope is not lost. The Wilson Quarterly Magazine, Wilson Winner Issue 2008, carries a covered feature. I give you the quote that's on that cover of this winter issue of that magazine. Quote, "The Coming Revolution in Africa," by G. Pascal Zachary. Small farmers representing more than half sub-Saharan Africans are situating themselves to brighten the future for the whole continent. These small farmers are growing beautiful crops, exporting their produce to Europe. Wherever human life is valued, life is on the up and up. To lose a sense of human value is a loss of life's most potent motivation, a belief that all humans are of the same human essence serve to keep the slaves up in spirit. Nations survive and nations prosper by the pride in achievement, or upon the pride in achievement. However, eventually, that pride fails. Bear with me. Human nature, of its own constitution, holds up life. Life rewards those who value it and punishes those who mistreat it. For the global community, the war is not on the other side of the ocean. The war and the final battle occur wherever people are. In this time of the global community, all of us are brought together in spirit, and the cultures of the various people on this planet Earth are mixing. Community dynamics are working now to finish us off or to save us for a new and better future. What is community dynamics? Community dynamics is the interaction of social interests, moral interests, political interests, industrial interests. When all of these interact, they produce a movement, and that movement goes forward as long as human essence are in the mix, alive in the mix. This battlefield is in the hood, where the children of ancestors sold on slave blocks are culturally hoodwinked. Sensationalism and consumerism enslave the freedom spirit. When we were slaves, we couldn't consume too much. Our consumption was controlled by the plantation. When we got free, we knew what we had to face. So we taught our children to be frugal. We taught our children not to be wasteful. We taught our children to work hard and sacrifice, to save for a better future. Work ethics, moral consciousness, all wiped out by modern day sensationalism and consumerism. This battlefield in the hood, where our children, our children of ancestors, whose ancestors, were sold on slave blocks. Now we, their children, are defeated by the culture that we give in to. Sensationalism and consumerism enslave the freedom spirit. Traditional human pride suffers a sellout on hood blocks. So we have come from slave blocks to hood blocks. Isn't that something? Slave blocks to hood blocks. Life's battlefield is eroding our big city's infrastructure. It has little to do with race anymore. It's the problem of society more than it is the problem of race. Society has lost big. The popular society, they have lost their connection with their human essence, and they have lost their human values. Only a few have survived. But isn't that what Scripture tells us? That in the end, the many will be lost, and only the few will survive. That's what it tells us. Both Scriptures, I don't have to name the Scriptures, because both books, when I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking with the knowledge of what both books say on the issue. Both books say that the many will be lost, and only a few will be saved.
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733 or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.